You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, with about a week down in the books with the 2016 baseball season, we're taking a look at what teams are doing so far. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Ken Gernick. We're going to talk about the Dodgers. Ken, obviously, the Dodgers home opener, the big news, the big spotlight was really on Vin Scully. He has announced, of course, that this will be his last season. Made all the stars out to honor him on the field. So I think that if you're not only a Dodgers fan, but if you're just a baseball fan and a history of baseball fan, you had to appreciate like Koufax, Newcomb, Valenzuela, Garvey, Lasorda, you know, all down there to pay homage to what everyone agrees is the greatest announcer in history.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's sort of bittersweet, really, when you think about it. I mean, most of us who grew up in L.A., you know, grew up listening to Vin Scully and learned a lot about baseball listening to him. So to know that this is his final season, you know, fortunately he's healthy enough to have a final season, but, you know, he's getting up there 88, and, you know, it's the beginning of the end. They named a street after him that the entry street to Dodger Stadium, and he's getting a lot of recognition that has long been overdue, but he's kind of been reluctant to accept it. He's allowed at this time, you know, as kind of a farewell. He doesn't really want a farewell tour, but he's sort of getting one anyway, and he's probably as adored an icon in Southern California as I can imagine in my lifetime. So, like I said, it's bittersweet to know that this is going to be his final season.
Yeah, it's sad. And I think one of the things that everyone loves about him, not only is he a great storyteller, but he has stood the test of time and maintained his delivery and his style the entire time. And he's got such a gentle way about him. And he's not – there's so much loudness today in our world with everything being thrown at us, including announcers we see on ESPN. People are all about the catchphrases. And it is kind of, when you're listening to him, it's just so soothing. Do you think that has something to do with why everyone just loves him so much?
Well, I think it's everything. You know, it's every possible reason you can come up with. You know, I think a big part of it is that because of the longevity in place, he's generation after generation, literally, has identified the game through his eyes and his voice. And, you know, there have been announcers that have lasted a long time. Some of them have moved around. But here's a guy who moved with the team from one coast to the other. And the Dodgers, who have been here since the late 50s, you know, have been totally and constantly identified as Vin Scully's team. You know, the players come and go, but he's been the one constant since they arrived. And so not only is it his delivery and the longevity and just his style, which is so pleasing to listen to, but over the years, he really has become the eyes and the ears and the voice and the face of Dodger baseball in L.A. So, you know, I guess there really isn't anybody that you can compare to him in baseball or really in any other sport.
Yeah, and just such a nice guy, too. So, well, good for him. I mean, it's nice that the fans are able to salute him and that there's a final farewell, and that's good. It's good for the Dodgers. So let's move on to what's actually going on the field. 4-4 start, can't really make much of that either way. Certainly an acceptable start. Kenta Maeda, oh, I finally realized how to say his name. So he's been as good as they could have possibly wanted him to be. So I have to say, with all the injuries and everything that's going on with the Dodgers, that has to be a very encouraging spot for the Dodgers right now.
Well, they're happy about him for sure. You know, like you said, at least the first time through, you know, and he's faced two teams and he's been real good both times. So he struggled a little bit against Arizona. He had a pitch out of more jams than he did out of in San Diego. But he makes pitches. He's got, you know, a variety of pitches. He's got an arsenal. And as Dave Roberts was saying after the game, because of that arsenal, he can pretty much come up with an out pitch against almost any hitter. And that's just something that isn't the case with most pitchers. So, you know, they've got a lot of things to be concerned about, but Maeda is not one of them.
Yeah, and another one who's, let's talk a little bit, Yasiel Puig, in a positive light. So he's hitting, and again, we're talking about a very, very short amount of time with just a week's worth of games being played, eight games. But it has to be nice. I mean, he really came out of the gate swinging. It's kind of tempered a little bit in the last series, but it's certainly good to see him holding up his end of the bargain offensively, I would think.
Yeah, you know, he's really been a model citizen all through spring training so far in the season. He's not swinging for the fences. He's taken what the pitchers give him. You know, when you do talk about these three series here, you know, the first one is against the Padres, and the Padres probably couldn't have played worse. So I don't know what to make of those three wins other than they beat the Padres. You know,
right.
They're 1-4 since leaving San Diego, and so that's a little bit more concerning. But as far as Puig goes, he's hitting cutoff men. He's running the bases properly. He hasn't really made a bad move. And you know, if the Dodgers are gonna really succeed this year, they need him to be the way he was when he was a rookie and he was really carrying this ball club. They've got a lot of other issues to be concerned about, and they can't afford to have him go bad. So far, you know, with a very small sample, he's been everything they want him to be.
Do you think that he's responding well to Dave Roberts? Could that have anything to do with it? I mean, there's been, you know, reports here and there of just contentious moments in the past with whoever. But Dave Roberts, it would seem like if there's anybody who could maybe get through to somebody that sort of needs a little push, like Puig, it would be Dave Roberts.
Well, I think definitely the relationship with Mattingly had soured and wasn't going to get better on its own. So, a fresh face and a new, and Roberts is known to be upbeat, optimistic. You know, Mattingly was that way when he started, but things soured last year. And you have to assume that part of it is Dave Roberts, but I think you also need to give Puig some credit here. He's made some changes that they've asked him to make. He's in better shape. He's acting better. He's not alienating teammates. You know, whether this is temporary or permanent, you know, well, that remains to be seen. But so far, you got to give Puig at least equal credit here, along with Dave Roberts.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Ken, great stuff. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.